Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
A quick look at what's happening in Hartford with Mr. McGarry. Mike McGarry is with us. So let's say good morning to Michael. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Getting by somehow, Steve. You know, yeah. Same old.
On the right side of the
dirt. Not enough time to do it.
On the right side of the dirt, taking nourishment. What do you got going on? I understand you said there was some sort of relocation of a statue in Hartford.
Well, monument.
A monument. Okay, go ahead.
A monument. Okay. Well, back in 1995. We had solidified a sister city relationship with New Ross County, Wexford, where Kennedy came from. And Hartford had a big dinner back in the early 90s that helped fund all this, all the stuff going on in New Ross. Anyhow, so we built this monument in what was called Wexford Park. Well, I have to say, a certain guy you know got that name, Wexford Park, and we won't let the secret out. But anyway, so we put Wexford Park on the map, which is the park over the highway, the tunnel. When you go through the tunnel there through middle of Hartford, above it is now Wexford Park and Skateboard Park.
We have a skateboard park in Hartford?
You didn't know?
I didn't know it.
Back dab on the way to the ball field, if you're walking from downtown, you'll see it. Well, they have a good old time, and they do all the skateboard stuff, but some people use that tagging stuff to a great degree. And in some cases, it's art. In some cases, it might not be. Well, anyway, a certain vandal decided to vandalize our monument to New Ross. It's a nice little monument on a little rise right on the left-hand side. If you're walking from the old G. Fox to the ball field, you look to the left, you'll see a big piece of granite. On that used to be a whole story about New Ross, our sister city, which has been going on now for 20, 30 years now. Anyhow, so it was ruined. And while I'm measuring for the new piece of brass, someone was tagging 10 feet away.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I don't understand that term. What are they doing?
Well, you're way behind the times, kid. I got to tell you.
Well, I know tagging, that, but I'm always concerned about some of the listeners that may be back there with me behind the times.
Spraying with spray paint and putting dirty words on everything.
Like graffiti, writing graffiti, right?
Graffiti that you don't want to repeat to children.
Gotcha.
Say. Anyway, so this spot was not a good spot for the monument because of the continuous tagging and the trash and other horrible things I won't even mention that were around it. So I was infuriated because I helped put this thing together back in the 90s, you know. So I managed to talk to Public Works and other people in the city, and we're moving it across the way. Actually, Wexford Park Skateboard Park is three pieces. A smaller piece behind the old Hilton there, what they call it now, Double Tree or whatever, and a smaller piece over near G. Fox, but not really small. It's 200 feet by 30 feet, 30 feet deep with the planting area, and maybe 80 feet or so deep with the cement and everything. So it's a good size area. So we're picking up the monument, moving it across the way to where it would be protected by six lanes of traffic. I don't think Tigers are going to dodge cars to spray over there. So far, they haven't sprayed on that side of the street. It just doesn't fit. You know, who the heck wants to bother with that, I hope.
Mike, the other thing that I am noticing, and only because you're so in tune with Hartford with what's going on, I'm not sure how all of these guys get away with what they're doing, because I've seen it on our bridges over our highway. So somebody's gotten up there in the middle of the night to write on a bridge. I'm also seeing that building that I guess that belongs to Hartford on 84 that's got this huge, as you say, tagging graffiti all over the side of it. Who's watching all this stuff, Mike? Do we have any cops left in Hartford or what?
Yeah, well, it's hard to get them. These guys know their stuff. Remember, we only have 350 cops.
Oh, okay.
And if you spread those out during a whole week with three shifts,
pretty hard to catch a tiger
when you're chasing a guy who stole a car.
Yeah, I got
Anyway, the Tigers made a mess, and it was a terrible mess where the monument was. So we moved it across the way. We're going to rebuild the monument, update all the things from Wexford. New Russ Wexford's got a lot of great stuff. Kennedy Homestead, the Dun Brody. Everybody who's interested in Ireland should look up Dun Brody. It's a famine ship that Hartford helped finance. It's a long story. That'll all be on this monument. The Kennedy stuff, Matthew Furlong, it's quite interesting. Anyway, that'll be moved, updated, and landscaped, that whole area. And we'll have a big shovel digging, as soon as it stops raining, we're going to have a groundbreaking and take away the weeds and everything and put in nice stuff and all that. But that's going to, when the weather changes a little bit, these rainy days are not days to dig a hole, that's for sure. So we're going to clean up the whole area, put the monument in, and it'll be a great time, and I'll invite you.
Now,
you got to bring a shovel, and you got to work for your Guinness and your pot of stew.
Hey, Mike, just a question, Mike, because how did we get that relationship with New Ross? I mean, this is the Kennedy homestead, so how did we get the relationship between Hartford and also with Ireland? How did that all come together?
Years and years ago, back in the early 90s, the Irish Mafia, the guys involved, the McBrides and the rest of them, there's a whole bunch of people that were involved, Lawler, McBride, and that whole bunch. And somehow there was a tie-in with the Kennedy Trust, which was doing things in New Ross, right up the road from where Kennedy's family came from, Pat Kennedy back in 48, 18 type. And it grew and grew over the years. Now there's a golf tournament every 2 years called the Kennedy Cup. It was done by Waterford Glass. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, you know. It goes from city to city depending on who wins this golf tournament. I'm not much. I'm a gopher, not a golfer. But anyway, I've been involved in this with Dan Carey, put it all together. He's deceased now. So we're going to call it the Dan Carey Pavilion at Wexford Park. And it's going to be a first-class job done right with the cooperation of all the Irish organizations and Hartford Blooms. My little project in Hartford Blooms is really what's putting it together. We do all the plantings around the city, as you know, and the tours. By the way.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Before I forget, HartfordBlooms.net. Check that out. HartfordBlooms.net. That's my series of tours that will be done in June, and Westwood Park will be part of that. And all, you know, my tours, they go all over the city. So you got to check that out, Steve.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we going to Mount Trashmore? I mean, I know you've taken people up to the top of the mountain before on the side of 91 there in the old meadows.
It's a terrific thing. I had one elderly lady said, "I don't want to go to the top of a dump." I said, "Well, ma'am, the bus is going. You can wait here till we get back. But I'll pay you twice the very modest cost of the tour if you're not satisfied." So we take that windy road up to the top of the Mount Trashmore, and it's fantastic. It's 32 acres of astroturf. It's a solar panels, a bird sanctuary, and the best views in the greater Hartford area. She offered to pay me twice. I said, "No, ma'am, you don't have to pay me. I just wanted to tell you this is something you'd enjoy." And she couldn't stop babbling about how wonderful it was. So it is quite a tour. That's the first tour of this whole series we called Along the River, which will include a whole lot of things, you know, the Lincoln Walk. You ever do the Lincoln Walk?
No, I haven't. I didn't. I thought that was a certain kind of a strut you had to do, not an actually walk.
Well, the Lincoln Walk. Watch me do the Lincoln Walk. Anyway, it's a whole bunch of statuary all along the river that's really neat. And we'll do four or five of them. There's, I think, 15 or 16 of them stretched out between Hartford, East Hartford, you know, about a couple-mile walk, which is pretty cool. But we'll do a piece of that. I happen to be involved, as you know, the flood control. I'm chairman of flood control. I can't do much about it other than curse it. But our situation in Hartford has saved Hartford from flooding since the 1940s. So part of it is a lecture about flood control, which is pretty interesting. And then we go through the park, through the Lincoln thing, through the boathouse, up to Mount Trashmore, to the new park. Now, you know about this, right? There's a new park on the other side of the landfill.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's going to be a big 80-acre between the park and the park next to it, 80-acre spot where they'll have rowing and canoeing and all that, kayaking and boarding and all that stuff.
All right. Now, Mike, speaking of kayaking and boarding, I've got about 30 seconds left. So do you want to send people over to Hartford Blooms? Or what's a website, Mike, where everybody can catch up with all the different things you're talking about? Because I'm going to have to jump off to the news.
Okay, HartfordBlooms.net. HartfordBlooms.net. And it's got the whole schedule there. And, you know, people interested, fine. You know, it'd be great. It'd be a lot of fun. Steve, I want you to come. Look at that, please.
Where
you want to go on?
I want to get wasted on Mount Trashmore. All right.
Easy enough. Okay.
Hey, no, thanks a lot, Mike, and I really appreciate it. Again, what's that website?
HartfordBlooms.net.
I'm telling you, Mike, honestly, I appreciate you taking the time and the fact that you do this stuff where so many people, honestly, have walked away. You're always walking into Hartford. You're always promoting Hartford. And it does mean the world. Sometimes, you know, I can't believe the things you come up with, but we need more people that really do wave that flag. And I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing. But stay on top of that. I think we should go on. Maybe we get Carolyn, too, and we'll go on a tour, okay?
Oh, come on along. You'll be flabbergasted when you get up there. I'll tell you, the view you can can see Mount Tom way up there. Hanging Hills of Meriden way down there.
Oh, God.
Dubine Tower way over there. You know, it's really cool.
I love you, Michael. Let's keep the lines open, okay, man?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Steve.
You got it. Bye-bye. Man, there's nobody like Mike McGarry. Nobody waves that flag. Mark Mitchell will tell you the same thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.